This is GQDN for Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Great stuff. And by the way, go get that one called the Questworthy. Excellent stuff there too. Put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, there's a controller for all you Xbox people. We got the system requirements for Marathon, and Phil Spencer did some talking. But once again, we are talking about tariffs. And PC Gamer and The Verge .com, we're talking about the tariffs that will infect NVIDIA. So here's what the Commerce Department did say. Quote, on April 1st, 2025, the Secretary of Commerce initiated an investigation under 232 of the Trade Expansion Act to determine the effects of national security of imports of semiconductors, semiconductor manufacturing equipment, and their derivative products. This includes, among other things, semiconductor sub-rates and bare wafers, legacy chips, leading edge chips, microelectronics, and SME components. Derivative products include downstream products that contain semiconductors, such as those that make up the electronics supply chain. So, that's an end quote. This is part of the reason why what Trump said moved to the bucket. So, what could happen? That is what we don't know. But The Verge did say that if you already have an NVIDIA GPU, there's an update to your graphics card. And that is 576.02. And that will be fixing some stuff, such as the crashes that happened to Fortnite, Star Wars Outlaws being idle, and Monster Hunter Wilds crash, and a stutter that was using the VSync in Overwatch 2. And if you're using your PC for Hellblade, there are some fixes for that, along with quite a few other games as well. So this is a big fix for all of the games that are on your PC, possibly, and that they're hoping that it will help with your performance. Now we're talking about games, so let's go over to Xbox. Phil Spencer did say why the Game Pass isn't for everyone, and that's via. And that's via Pure Xbox. Now, he was talking to Variety, and he did talk about the importance of Xbox Game Pass. So he said, quote, for me, I look at Game Pass as a healthy option for certain people. It's not for everybody. But if you play one or two games a year, Game Pass probably isn't the rigid business model for you. You should just buy those two games. And that would make total sense. But I want you to have the choice. So remain focused on everything that's Game Pass also available to buy, or making those games available to buy in more places. Now, he also did go on to say that some of the equation for Xbox finding new players is for Game Pass. So we know that Game Pass is not on all the platforms, obviously PlayStation and Nintendo, but right now it appears that they're fine with that. Why? Because WCCF Tech said that Phil Spencer feels pretty good about the 2025 slate of games because there may be some titles to come. So once again, he was talking with Variety, and he was talking about his mood about the rest of this year, but he did not mention any games whatsoever. But he did confirm that there are some unannounced titles that will be coming later this year into next year. So here's what he said, quote, for us and the rest of us this calendar year, I really feel great about the slate of games. We just had Avowed come out, and I have to go backwards and just say Obsidian continues to do a great job. We obviously talked about The Outer Worlds 2, South of Midnight, Doom. There's more stuff, some stuff that's unannounced, and I'm walking in my head to make sure I don't leak anything, end quote. Now, we did talk yesterday about The Elder Scrolls Oblivion, Elder Scrolls 4, which could be confirmed in a few weeks. Now, he was also asked about the Nintendo Switch 2, and he also said that Nintendo has been a great partner so far. Quote, "We think it's a unique way for us to reach players who aren't PC players, who aren't players on Xbox. I'm a really big believer that Nintendo means for the industry and us continuing to support them and getting the support from them for our franchises. I think it's an important part of our future." So, yep, there is that. But they did block something. Xbox. I was going to get to it soon. They blocked an upcoming release because of some provocative content. And that is two upcoming games for Xbox. That is Steam Hearts Saturn Tribute and the Advanced Variable Geo Saturn Tribute. And that is because of the provocative reason behind that decision. And the publisher, City Connection, said they are adjusting the two games' content for an Xbox release, which means they would have to make some, quote, significant changes, end quote, for the required, which would be required for an Xbox launch. Now, there was a Google translation for parts of the statement that was posted on social media. Quote, "Due to the nature of this title being a revival of a work that contains provocative content, we have continued developing it with the aim of delivering a common gaming experience across multiple platforms upon release. While there are various standards for each platform, we have repeatedly adjusted the content. We have come to the realization that some significant changes for the content of the Xbox version are necessary," end quote. But this one's not being blocked. This one's running. PC Games N said that the Marathon system requirements have been revealed ahead of the closed alpha test. So here's what you need. Operating system, gotta be Windows 10 or later. CPU, these are the bare minimums. Intel Core i5 6600, AMD Ryzen 5 2600. GPU, NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1050 Ti, AMD Radeon RX 5500 XT, Intel Arc A580. VRAM, 4 GB, NVIDIA and AMD, or 8 GB for Intel. Storage, not specified. RAM, 8 GB. And PC Games did say that here's some things that you might need. Corsair Vengeance LPX DDR4 RAM, $51, $52, whatever. And the Samsung 990 Pro SSD, $170. Just for the RAM. But if you need a mouse, they also said that you could save up to $40 for a Razer Viper Ultimate Wireless Gaming Mouse. Right now, it's on Woot for $70. That is $30 off. But if you never used the retail before, you get another $10 off. So there you go, $40. If you need a new mouse, not me. But if you want a new controller, and if you are an Xbox player, IGN said that the wireless game controller Doom, the Dark Ages Limited Edition, is $80 on Amazon. You can also get it at Best Buy, GameStop, and the Microsoft Store. $80 in the Microsoft Store, $80 at GameStop, and $80 at Best Buy. And you can also get the wrap for your Xbox Series X, $55 at the Microsoft Store. Looks real good. Looks really good. So do you. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.